Hello, everybody.
This is Pops and Jakey T from the Black Mike Studio in northeastern Pennsylvania.
And we're back. We're back after, like, not doing it for about 2 years or a couple years, whatever, however long it's been. We're back. Maybe not, don't know how long we're back for or however long, whatever. We're doing it.
We'll try to do it once a week on a Monday.
I don't know what episode we were on last. And we're just going to call this episode We're Back, I think.
Yeah.
So today, there's a lot of stuff to talk about, I think. I mean, a lot of stuff has happened since we last were on this.
COVID.
Well, we might talk about that already. COVID.
Did we do it during COVID?
I don't remember any of the times we did it, guys. I don't know. Anyway, today...
We're on YouTube now.
Yeah, we're on YouTube now. We do all stream now. We do all this kind of stuff. But today, what are we doing today? What are we talking about, Pops?
What are we talking about? I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Let's think here. There's a lot to be talking about. I mean, how about...
Why don't people admit the way they are?
No, it's not even that. It's it may sound like we're talking about one thing or we're talking about another thing completely. Okay, so guys, our opinion, I'm gonna tell you this right now, guys. I don't care if it gets us hate on or what. This is about one particular group of people.
What's that?
They're called furries.
Oh yeah, that's right. You don't like furries.
I don't like furries at all. I think they are like,
I don't know, that's so weird.
They're weird.
Everybody to their own.
But to me, it's just, they're weird. I don't know, what makes a person want to think that an animal is their comfort? Like, I don't know, what makes someone be like, oh, I'm a wolf, or I'm a dog, or I'm a cat, I'm a whatever. I don't understand that, I really don't.
I don't understand that at all.
To me... Now there's time. I'm not saying all furries do it, but I'm saying like some of them do it, where they'll go and they'll like go have sex with an animal. Now that's fucking disgusting to me.
Would you ever see that?
Let me look it up right now. Or they'll wear like dog masks and stuff.
Whole suits
and fuck. Like what?
That's weird.
That's gross to me. I'm sorry, but
I don't care
what you are. I don't care. To me, anything else of being a furry is fine. Anything else of being a furry is fine to me. I don't care what the hell. I don't give a shit. I am the most open person you can talk to. But being a furry, that's where I draw the line. What are you almost hit yourself, Pops?
Yeah.
Being a furry is where I draw the line with a lot of stuff, guys. I don't think I don't know. Maybe I'm weird. Maybe I'm a jerk, but... Maybe I've just had bad experiences with furries, and I don't like them.
Well, you meet a furry?
At conventions.
You meet one personally.
Now, here's the thing. Exactly. I don't personally, so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm an asshole. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe
they're nice people. Maybe some of them are not. I'm not saying all of them are bad, but right. I'm saying some of them are just fucking weird. Now, like, yeah, you want me, you know, you're comfortable with your sexuality or whatever the hell, you're comfortable with being a furry. That's fine with me, man. You do you, buddy. Like, you do whatever the hell you want. But, to me, it's just weird and it's kind of like, I don't know. It's just, to me, it's kind of gross. I ain't gonna lie. It's gross. Like, again, I don't care anything else but being a furry to me. It must be eating the fucking face, man. We have cats now.
Yeah.
We got right. Loki. And the other one, my nephew's
the
name.
The male is huge. The male is so gigantic. Small.
You can see him on our show. He's huge, a big boy.
So we have a female that's real small.
Yeah, we have two cats but, that are now.
Yeah, you can be anything you want to be.
Yeah.
Just stay away from me. No.
No.
You might be a nice person.
No. We're not. I'm not trying to say that you're like a complete freaking crazy nutso douchebag, or you like to screw animals. I'm not sure. I'm sure not every single one of them likes to do. I'm not saying that. I just think it's weird to me.
It is weird.
And I'm not.
But there's a lot of weird things these days.
Exactly. So I can't really.
You know what they call woke?
woke?
Yeah, no, woke is
pops. No, I don't know what that is.
Woke's like, woke is, you're like, anti, like, you know, see, hit me, you fucker. It's like, woke means, God, what's the definition of woke for you? All right. Some people consider being woke, like, hold on. It's hard for me to explain it. I look it up. It means like woke means so what it originally meant was it's to make you aware of like alert to like people being racist or whatever, like it means alert to racial prejudice and discrimination, like you know it's happening and you're like, hey, fucking stop it, that means you're woke.
Oh,
so like now people think it is a bad thing to be woke, but that doesn't sound that bad to me. I mean, if you're I don't think anybody
should be racist.
No one should be racist or sexist or anything like that. Sure, I have a problem with furries, yes. No, but I'm sure if I talk to a furry and I sort it all out.
We're white, so I guess we're all racist.
We're fur phobic. We're fur phobic.
No, we're all fur phobic
because we don't want.
Whites are all racist. That's what they say. That true?
No, that isn't true.
Are we woke then?
No, well, I just said what woke means. What does it mean, Matt?
Woke
means you're alert of something like racist happening. Let's just say like you see a cop pull over a black guy, right?
Right.
And you hear the cop fucking giving the guy a hard time. If you were to get out of your car or whatever and say to the cop, yo, leave him alone. Like, you know, he's doing.
Yeah,
sure. Exactly. But you'd be woke because you did that. So it means you're anti. But I do think that's bullshit. They say that all this or all that or all this why or all that. Why are they trying to divide the country?
Yeah.
Don't divide us. We're already divided enough with the fucking.
Like that one guy said about Black History Month. It's American history. It's not Black history.
Well, that's what even Morgan Freeman said that on his show. Yeah. And like, listen, I personally, I don't give a fuck. Whatever. It is what it is. But like, here's the thing. We're all Americans. We all were in this country. Yes. Yes. Sure. You can say, but, you know, African Americans were slaves. Yes, you guys were. And, you know, it's not my fault. My ancestors weren't even from here.
Yeah, right.
But
we didn't have slaves.
Our ancestors were from Slovakia.
They
immigrated over. Now, America has always been a melting pot, which makes America the most beautiful country in the world. Because you can go to, any part of America will have like Chinese food. It'll have Brazilian food. It'll have like different kinds of food to try. It's a beautiful thing. I'm sure in like China they have McDonald's. They have that. What the fuck is my cat? I'm sorry. That cat's
the
like cat chewing on
the thing. He thinks it's food.
No, he's just fucking chewing on it. He's bored. But I don't know. I hate that they try to divide the country, guys. I just America. Yes, every country has its problems, but America is a melting pot country, and that's what makes the country so beautiful. How everybody's together. We're supposed to be together. There's a bunch of different ethnicities here. You got whites, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, everybody. The whole rainbow lives in America. That's beautiful to me. I can meet somebody new every day. It's beautiful. It is. It really is nice. And then I hate my personal thing. I don't like personally. Is how they always bring up illegal stealing jobs. I think that's horse shit.
You mean illegal?
You know how like they always are like, illegal immigrants steal jobs from American workers.
That's because Americans make those stupid rules.
But no, what jobs do they take? The shit work that no one wants to do half the time. Picking apples on an orchard for like what, $1 an hour, $2 an hour? Like shitty pay works.
Right. But what happens is they make it like that because you gotta hire so many of this.
Yeah, and no, it's for me. To me, it's like the best person for the job should get the job, no matter what.
I don't care what they are. That's
yeah, right. I don't care. The best person for the job, no matter what. That is what it is. Right. My whole thing, some places, I don't like how some. So like, this is a big thing that's been happening. You know, like there's so like. For just say construction work, right? You're a construction worker, right? A guy gets paid $20 an hour, right? Nice. For example. But if you're a female construction worker, you get paid $18 an hour. You get paid less. What's that shit? What's that bullshit? Like, they're doing the same exact job, you know?
But can they do the same exact
job? Well, yes, that's the question. But, like, still, I mean, if you're hiring at a job, you should pay the same wage, no matter what. Unless it's a different kind of, like, unless it's like a job that has like promotions and bonuses throughout the company, right. That's different, sure. But you gotta at least all start with the same pay and then eventually work your way up to different pays or whatever. I don't know. It's a bunch of horseshit. Don't let people divide you. Go by what you think, you know? I mean, everybody, don't let these politicians and bullshit journalists and everything divide us. It's not worth it. We shouldn't be divided. We should all be together. No matter what you believe in, we should all just be able to say, hey, we're all Americans, right? We're all in America. We all live here. Let's try to make it better for everybody, right?
Right.
Instead of being like, oh, well, actually, this group did this, and that group did that. Instead of focusing on that, we should all focus on making America better in general for everybody in the country.
Everybody, that's right.
I don't like how
we should all work together.
We should all work together. I'm not Democrat or Republican. Pops is Republican, whatever. Like, but if we all work together to put all our ideas together into a, like, you know, America's already a melting pot, put it all together into a melting pot, you know how beautiful this country would be? It's already a great country, but we'd be even better. We'd be working together to do something for once. Instead of always complaining, arguing with each other. I understand. I get it. We have America has its problems. I don't fucking like cops. Like, I don't like how cops are. No. But it's going to take a lot of teamwork to get that fixed.
And there's bad people in all.
There's bad people if every group ever.
Bad people.
Like, cops. There's a lot of bad cops because they have that fucking ego. That's what it is. Let's be honest. They have an ego. They have that badge. They think they're above the law.
What is that group saying? That song?
What? Which one? I don't know. I don't really know.
That right song, now. That cop song. Cops are what?
All cops are bastards. I love that.
No, that cops are.
I don't.
I have the eagle.
Oh. The Richardson Machine song?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh my gosh. What song is that? Fuck. Oh my gosh.
From Rage Against the Machine.
Oh my gosh. And you know, I'm sure you guys know what song we're talking about.
What is it?
I'm looking it up right now. Killing in the Name.
Yeah.
That song is, I think.
About cops of privilege.
No, it's about how some of the cops that do the job are KKK members and how they're the chosen whites to police people. And yeah, you know what? Back then when they made this song back in the 90s or late 80s, whatever it was, that's how it was in a lot of states. It like look at back when fucking in the 90s when the cops got caught killing that black kid.
Mm-hmm.
For what? For like no fucking reason, right?
Yeah.
They beat him to death. And then those riots happened. Like cops, my whole thing is they should have fixed this whole issue with cops a while ago. Back when that first thing came out about police brutality, back when that was all popular, like they should have fucking nipped it at the bud. But no.
Those black cops are just as bad.
Well, yeah. Even NWA has a song.
In Baltimore, there was. Yeah.
NWA, fuck the police. Black cops are not for the white cop, whatever. Like, it's. When you got the cops, and they have the badge, and they don't want to snitch on each other because they don't want to.
Not like a group.
They don't all have a group. They're like a little hangout group. It's bullshit. I don't fucking like cops. A lot of them are assholes.
What?
But like, again, there's bad people in every single group. But yeah, that's one. Like, there's a lot of subjects we can talk about here. There's a lot of shit to talk about. A lot of stuff is changing the world.
Oh yeah, how can they get a hold of us?
Okay, so we're gonna give you guys an email to email, reach out to Pops, and then this way we can talk about it on next time on our show. What's the email, Pops? I gotta write it down. I don't remember it.
T.
Okay.
OMEK.
Okay.
739 at outlook.com.
At Outlook.
Yep.
All right, guys. T-T-O-M-E-K 739 at outlook.com. That way you can guys reach us. We can talk about more stuff. You guys want to hear us talk about, like, we can talk about our YouTube channel, about how it grew, because we don't know how it grew. Games, everything. We'll talk about any little thing you guys want us to talk about. And yes, it will get, we will get more political or whatever on here, only because it's more comfortable to do it on here than to do it on our main show, because I don't want to divide our audience base. That is my whole problem with being political.
We're not real political.
Like, we just have opinions, different opinions. But like,
I don't hate anybody.
I don't want to divide our audience into thinking, oh, well, they're like this thing. Or like, you know, I don't like that. You know, so we're going to run the ad right now, and then we'll come back in a few seconds on something else. And we're back, guys. Hope you like the ad. That was filmed. I was filmed like 3 years ago when we first started doing this. Never changed it because why change it? You know, I'm pretty sure it's the same one. But guys, on our show on YouTube, we've been playing Red Dead Redemption 2.
Right.
Pretty good game. I mean, I played it before. Pops has never like seen it. No. I wanted to look up how long it took to make that game.
We're almost done, you guys. On
chapter seven. Is
it chapter seven. I don't know if they're called chapters.
Yeah, they're chapters. It took them 8 years to make it, that game.
Oh, okay.
They started working on it after the first one came out.
When did it come out?
The first one came out in 2012 or 2011, 2009. I don't remember. Fuck. 2010 it came out. And then the second one came out in 2018.
Okay.
And it's one of the most expensive video games ever made.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's such a nice scene.
That's why it was the most expensive video game ever made. It's like, it is the most beautiful game you'll play.
Yeah, it's really cool, guys.
It's cool. But like, I'm trying to know what else we can talk about, but it's kind of like spewing bullshit the whole time.
So, you want to see a special game and whatever?
We watch it on YouTube.
We do our game every day of the week.
On YouTube.
Most every day. Unless we're on vacation.
It used to be on Twitch. Now we went to YouTube only because I think we get more views on YouTube, to be honest.
We do a restaurant show called Restaurant Junkies.
Which originally started here on the podcast, if you guys remember, like 3 years ago. It was the first a podcast. And now, the YouTube show is our biggest show yet. Our biggest video of that has 14,459 views.
Yeah, that's our best show. So
that's where all our subscribers.
We test any kind of food.
Yeah, if you guys send us an email and you say, "Hey, you guys want to try this place?" or if we have it near our area, we will try it.
Yeah,
like
we go to Jersey.
We'll go to like Jersey somewhere. Like we won't go like
sometimes in New York. If we go to New York, like we go to New York like a couple times a year because we have a cabin up there. But besides that,
like I said, we don't.
Yeah,
like if you have. I say we'll probably only go to New Jersey and maybe a little bit into New York.
Yeah.
But we're not gonna go like, you know, down to fucking Texas or something for a food place.
We don't have the money out of our own pocket. Yeah.
We don't get any money from YouTube or any we make like no money on this either. I mean,
once in a while we have giveaways on our show.
We're trying to do it once a year, at least during Christmas time, if that's when you wanna do it.
Right.
But guys,
this year well, how many prizes?
20. 20 prizes we had last year. We had 2022. We had 20 prizes, which was crazy in general.
Games, food cards, whatever.
Games, food cards, shirts, mugs. Well,
I think we're going to make it. Oh, yeah, we have shirts and mugs.
Mugs.
Yeah,
mugs. I make the sugar pops.
Coffee mugs. sale, so yeah. If you want to check that out.
What is this cat doing? You see him, like, gripping onto there, like, crawling around upside down? Whatever.
He's playing with that stupid ball that I have swinging.
No, he's underneath the bed, like, upside down, crawling around. He's scooting himself under the bed. It's weird.
But, yeah, we do all that. So, like I said, we haven't done this for a long time.
Yeah, we possibly get back into it.
The first thing we did, and I was sort of shy. You know what I mean? It was, so.
Mm-hmm.
To tell you the truth, I was real shy. I don't even talk, so.
Yeah.
Now if you watch our YouTube channel, you'll see me
sleeping
half the time.
I
don't play the games. So
yeah, I play
them. He plays them, and I sit here and like, duh.
First ever live stream on here. Nah, that can't be right.
What?
That can't be right. Oh, no, it's labeled wrong. Okay. No, it's still not right.
What's that?
Because our first ever live stream was...
We started what called Angry Pop, but...
It never had... Okay, so here's the problem right now, Angry Pops. All right, here is two problems we have with it. One, it's a lot of fucking work to put it together. It takes a while. It's a lot of work. And I'm not saying we don't like doing the work. It just takes a while. It is what it is.
And two, I can't walk right.
Two, Pops can't walk right, and I hate having him, like, he'd have to stand outside. If you watch Angry Pops, Revenge of the Tax Man, the second one we did, the Star Wars one, there was a lot of walking around outside, and Pops had a boot on the whole time, like a trooper wearing a fucking boot on his leg and, like, walking around. Then I took the boot off his leg, he can't walk right.
I mean, he used to do Pops cooking, but couldn't walk.
And I say, now we probably can get back into doing
it.
We're trying to get back into junk food junkies. I have one, I just found on my phone, I never posted it. It's from me and Ashley on the cruise. I should post it.
Yeah.
It's from us, doing, Dominican chocolate and sodas.
Oh, really?
So I was like, all right, maybe I had it on my phone. I had my phone still. I think I'm going to post it sometime this week or next week.
That's good.
But no, and like, again, we have playlists. I go on my friends and we play games. So I have a playlist of videos that I'm in, just me and my friends playing games, playing Call of Duty or whatever and whatever the hell. Like, it's fun. It's Pops and JKT, we're trying to help everybody we can.
Yeah, if you want to talk to us, free to talk, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, we try to help everybody out, all my friends and everybody. I mean, I have them all linked in my YouTube channel.
We're trying to get to do a thing, a panel.
A panel at Too Many Games this year, and we'll know in 20 days. Shit.
Yeah.
Hopefully we fucking get it.
I'm hoping we get it.
Hopefully it'd be fucking cool.
We're gonna do one of our restaurant junkies there. Restaurant
junkies. Yeah.
And then we'll give away something special and
probably something signed or something. I don't know. I don't know.
No, then we'll give those koozies
away. That's right, koozies away. Yeah, we should sign them all.
Well, yeah, I could do that, but yeah. So we try. We like having fun. Like I said, we pay everything that you see.
We pay in our pocket.
We
never made money on YouTube. We made a little bit of money on this show. We made maybe like $20 altogether, I think. Twitch. Twitch is what we made the most money on.
Yeah.
Because my one
$50.
Well, no, friend Alfonso donated. He donated a 100 or whatever gifted subs.
Yeah.
And that like altogether.
What are you doing? Grabbed on to me.
I saw him. He reached out and touched you. The cat. He like reached out to Pops and touched his arm.
Yeah.
But my friend Alfonso gave us 100 subs. Right. And so we got
thanks, man. That's the most.
Yeah, $200 in one month. That was great.
Yeah, that's the most we ever made.
But a lot of the stuff on here,
we do it
ourselves. We pay for it. You know, I mean, our next game we're playing is gonna be The Last of Us. The Last of Us Part 1 on PC, that's going to cost me about, what, $70 or $60 $60 out of pocket. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not mad about that. I want to play it on our show. Whenever we play it, we stop doing it. And I think my thinking here, guys, is because in this show,
we're trying to play the games all the way through.
Yes, that's our new thing now. Before, we just play them like half, and then we stop and whatever. Now we're trying to beat them, and then I put them in playlists. Part, you know, what? Red Dead Redemption 2 playthrough or whatever game playthrough. And this way, it's all coherent. People can watch at their own. Oh, what are you doing, you idiot? What are you doing, you idiot? What the fuck are you even trying to do there? He missed the jump and he falls on me. He
climbed up on top of the refrigerator just to get a toy.
On top, he climbed on the top of my computer just to get on top of the fucking thing. I don't mind him doing it, but it is what it is. But no, we're trying to play games all the way through now. And you know, a lot of the stuff we gotta spend money on. The computer, for example, we bought a new graphics card for it already. Right. And a new power supply. We've already put in this computer like $600 easily. All together.
Yeah.
If you think about it, power supply, graphics card, and plus RAM sticks.
Right.
About like $700 actually. Right. So now, man, and our internet pisses me off because half the time it doesn't work right, and then we're fucked doing our show.
Recently, I think we found the problem,
and I found it on a YouTube video. I think that was it. Now we haven't had any problems. But hopefully it returns. But guys,
man. Like I said, keep going on. If you want to get a hold of us, just send us a message on them.
Yeah, no, like, there's no bad ideas here.
Or if you like to be in, like, restaurant junkies.
And yeah, exactly.
You can always meet you at a restaurant. You can meet them from our car. You can sit in their car and eat with
them. Don't Don't even fucking think about it, Kat. Don't even think about it. To go behind the computer, lay there, climb on top. There he goes. Yep. Get stuck again, idiot. Now he's stuck. Now he's stuck.
I know.
That's how he gets stuck. Because now he tries to get out from behind my computer and he can't because all the wires are there. Get out from there, idiot. Yeah, he's behind my computer exactly. Push back on him? His head's in there.
Well, push back on his head.
There he goes. Come on, out. Out.
He's rambunctious right now. He's a young kid.
Well, he's
a big young kid.
I looked at pictures of him when we first brought him. He's tiny.
Yeah. So I don't know. If the mother abandoned him or what?
You guys hear him moving around behind my knocking my monitor almost over.
Mama also found these four cats. We gave one to my one son, and then we gave one to my aunt. Took one.
Their aunt.
Oh, not my aunt, my sister.
My aunt.
Yeah, you're right. And then we kept two, a male and a female. So
you have the male
is like the crazy one. Yeah. He really gets into playing. The female, like, a little shy and laid back. But this male is like,
I wish he'd be really nice. He was supposed to be calm. They said after we got his balls cut off, he'd be calm. Well, it's been like 2 months, and
not kind of thing got worse.
He got worse,
but yeah, he's cool. The cat. So
I wish he'd get out from behind my computer. That'd be wonderful. But no, guys, like we want to help everybody out to grow. Every single person.
So,
like,
if we can,
to a degree, you know, like we'll, like as long as you're not like a crazy person or whatever, we're willing to help you out. Like I don't care, whatever.
If you're close by.
If you're close by, we'll help you out. I mean, if not, we can still help you out or whatever. Just,
I think all the little guys should help one another out.
Yeah, because
we can all grow.
Because, like, you know, you're not going to get help from a big YouTuber. Let me try to think of it. Maybe you will. I'm not saying all of them, but, like, look at, for example, like Logan Paul. You're not going to get help from a guy like Logan Paul, a multi-million dollar YouTuber that's worth a lot of money. You won't. Who has crypto scams and
maybe if you're good looking.
Maybe if you run a good crypto scam and like scam your fans.
He made that prime.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying like he had this other thing. He's supposed to pay back the people. He didn't pay him back yet.
Oh, didn't he?
No. And he, you know, the guy, an investigator first is like, hey, what happened?
And there's some guy that, I don't know, I don't particularly like either on YouTube. So
which guy?
You know which guy.
Well, I'd say it. I don't care.
I don't know his name.
Oh, you mean he got me the cycle videos back in the day, right? The Sugar Nuggets? Yeah, dude. I think he's a bullshitter. Yeah, he's a bullshitter.
It's okay to bullshit a little bit,
but he made, okay. My whole thing is, I don't care that he made his money on those videos. I don't give a fuck. Good for you, man. Yeah. Hey, you did it at the right time. That's perfect, right? Good for you, buddy. Good for you. My problem is now it's hard to believe him because
he lies so much.
He makes so many different of these series or whatever. He was under an office type series, and he bought a whole office building. He rented it out, like expensive office fucking building, right? COVID hit, so he's like, yeah, I wasted my fucking money because you had to put like one of those fancy ones. You had to put like a few month deposit. Come on, cat, get out from behind there. What are you doing?
But, laying back there.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know if it's warm back there or what. I don't know if you guys can hear him purring in the fucking microphone right now. That's what I'm thinking about. But no, he bullshits so much, and it's hard to like trust him. And I hate to say that, you know, I want to believe the guy. Sometimes he turned my monitor off. He didn't turn the computer off. Well, he turned the monitor off. He pressed the. Get out from back there, buddy. You know what I do? I crunch up a piece of paper. I throw it. He's like, paper.
Oh yeah, no.
He's out now. But yeah, guys, there's just so many people on YouTube that lie to you, and they fucking, I don't know. I don't like when they lie.
Yeah.
The gentleman as well. Here's the thing: when he ended his psycho series, right? Let's do an investigative deep dive on this guy. When he ended the psycho videos, he had 3.2 million subscribers, or 3.6, something like that. Right?
Yeah.
But then his views declined really bad because, look, back in the day, he was getting like a million, like 45 million views, 26 million views. He at least get like a million views per video on those psycho videos. Now, he can barely break 100,000. 91,000 views, 111,000.
He still gets a lot of
views. But he makes no money. You know that.
Why?
Because YouTube fucking like completely fucked his channel over. That's why he posts on his other channel instead. What are you doing? What are you doing?
And then he tried to make it saying like YouTube, right?
Yeah, that. Well, he didn't try to make it. His friend made it and he was an investor in it.
Oh.
And his friend fucked him. He would be giving it, he's like, here, I'll give you like $100,000 and just, you know, here to help out. But someone take that money and spend it. And he didn't know. You guys hear that cat playing with shit behind the damn thing? Next time, we're not going to have the cat in here and we do this.
Next time, we'll put the cats in the
kitchen.
So, okay, right, you guys.
I think we
talked about it for today.
Yeah, so we bullshit a lot. I mean, we went from politics to YouTube stuff to a lot of other stuff. Like it's not like politics. It's just some stupid shit that people say that makes us annoyed. I watch
stupid news.
We all watch not stupid news, but we all watch stupid
news. I see there was another shooting.
Was there?
Yeah, one student died in some high school in Texas. Yeah, so which sucks.
Yeah.
But
all right, guys. With that being said, we're gonna call it a night. We'll see you all next Monday.
Like I said, send me a message if you want to. You know, no problem. Okay, you guys. I look at that every day. Yeah. So don't worry.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.